The last bit of talking before the first bit of playing. The Matildas say they are confident heading into their opening World Cup clash with Italy tonight. Captain Sam Kerr says the team has been able to overcome off-field adversity and are well prepared for the ultimate challenge.
Yeah, we're feeling really confident. We feel like we've had a really good lead up to the World Cup. Obviously, the result against Holland wasn't what we wanted, but it was all part of the process. We thought we played good football and, you know, it was a learning curve for us. And we feel like we've had a really good preparation in Turkey, got lots of work in, and everyone's feeling really confident. We've come together really well as a team and, you know, stuff that's happened has only made us closer as a team. So we feel really good about it.
Italy are four-time world champions in men's football, but their female side is a little less historically imposing. This is the first Women's World Cup they've qualified for in 20 years. The Australians, ranked 6th in the world, are favourites to beat the Italians, ranked 15th in the world, in this game. Not that Matilda's coach Ante Milicic is taking them lightly for a moment. He says Italy is a rising nation in women's football.
I think they're probably one of the most improved teams in women's football. They see the big clubs in Italy have invested a lot in the women's game. I've personally seen the majority of their squad play live, so I understand the investment that they've made. I think individually they're very strong, tactically they're flexible, very strong on set pieces, so we fully respect our opposition.
The set-piece strength of the Italians should cause some alarm in the Australian side, given that that has been shown to be a source of weakness in Australia's defence in their warm-up games. Italian coach Milena Bertolini is very complimentary of the Australian side.
Well, Australia is a national team that's very strong. The position they have in the ranking speaks for itself. It is a leading country, a leading team, and they have a very strong physical aspect. And then there's a lot of strength in their play, in their game, in addition to having good, excellent athletes as their players. Their forward players, is very good and strong. They have a lot of physicality to show for. And in the world of women's football, that's important. Physicality, intensity of game, that can make the difference in winning, particularly at the women's football game level. Maybe in a few years' time we'll be talking about other things, but the athletic preparation and, let's say, physicality is important, and that is the added value here. Hence, when it comes to Australia, that is what I fear the most. Their aggressiveness, their intensity, the physical strength they offer, the challenge they represent, but also throughout the entire game. So this is where the Italian national team has to be just as good and face up to it.
There's mixed news as far as injuries go for the Australians heading into the match. Defensive midfielder Elise Kelland-Knight is likely to be fit to play, but the squad's youngest member, 16-year-old striker Mary Fowler, will not take part. Milicic says she will be rested as a precaution after a hamstring complaint. Australia and Italy are drawn in Group C of this World Cup, alongside Brazil and Jamaica. The Australia versus Italy match is the first game of Day 3, with the Brazil versus Jamaica game to follow. Brazil start that game heavy favourites to win. The final matchup of Day 3 might be the most intense. It's England versus Scotland in Nice. These two nations played the first ever game of international football when their men's teams clashed back in 1872. But this is their first meeting at a Women's World Cup, and the first ever game Scotland has played at one. England finished third at the last Women's World Cup and are coached by the former Manchester United men's star Phil Neville. They will start very warm favourites against the Scots, but anything can happen in games between big rivals. Day 2 of this World Cup saw 3 European teams beat 3 non-European teams. The action started with Germany playing China in Rennes in a Group B fixture. The Germans, ranked the number 2 side in the world, won, but it was not perhaps in the fashion some expected. The final score was just 1-0, and Germany's second-half goal came only after China's Yang Li squandered 2 big goal-scoring opportunities in the first half. Germany's Julia Gwynn was the goal scorer. She says, despite what anyone else was thinking, The Germans were expecting a tough game.
Überrascht nicht. Also wir wussten, was auf uns zukommt, wussten, dass...
I was not surprised. We knew what was going to happen. We knew that China was going to be a very strong opponent and that it would be a very difficult match. And I think that we had a very good match. There were highs and lows. But the most important thing is that we have the 3 points and that we won the match.
The other opening Group B fixture also had drama. Heavy favourite Spain found themselves 1-0 down to South Africa halfway through the second half. But the Spanish finished with a flourish. Two penalties to Jennifer Hermoso and another late goal by Lucia Garcia rescued Spain, giving them a 3-1 win. Spain's coach, Jorge Vida, says the halftime break was key to his side reversing their fortunes.
Well, at halftime, basically, we got rid of the nervousness and we tried to get them to think it's just a football match and that everything that goes around it and that's different from our everyday and our day-to-day, that they would try and sort of withdraw themselves from that and not get bogged down in it. So we were able to change some things around and the team's attitude changed. There was something that just changed and we were able to change the result because it was their mentality, it was their mindset that changed. That freed them up, if you like, to really get into the game and to really strengthen it and to basically go through all of those areas of play that we wanted to.
Day two's other fixture was a Group A matchup between Norway and Nigeria. This match didn't quite have the drama of the other two. Norway leading 3-0 at half time and going on to win by that score. Player of the match, Guro Heiten, scored the first goal. She says she's aiming high at this tournament, but isn't getting too far ahead of herself.
Det ville jo vært sinnssykt deilig I så fall.
Well, that should be very exciting, actually. And I want really a medal, but we have many hard matches in front of us, but we will try to do everything we can and play our best.
Next up for Norway, a sterner test against hosts France in Nice on Thursday. Sunila Wosti, SBS News.